political situation has granted Cyril Ramaphosa an opportunity to perhaps be a little bit more presidential than some people would regard his performance to date as the country's number one citizen. Professor Ivor Sarakinsky, political analyst and senior lecturer at the Wits School of Governance. Good morning.
Morning, Niklas and listeners.
So, how would you rate Cyril Ramaphosa's performance since the coronavirus outbreak? We're now on day 22, just over 3 weeks since we had that first case of corona. And many people say that the man rose to the occasion with his very first Sunday address on corona a week and a bit ago.
Yes, I agree with that. I think he's done exceptionally well. He's conveyed the right messages in terms of his stature, his status, his leadership, and he's used his power intelligently. He's been severe. He's been serious when he had to be. He's been communicating with humor in other occasions when he's trying to get different messages across. And I think we've seen a repertoire of incredible leadership skills.
Well, there is another joker that's been thrown into the pack here. Unfortunately, Moody's eventually firing the gun that leads us to downgrade in all levels from all ratings agencies. If there ever was a time that Cyril Ramaphosa needs to use that leadership acumen to try and not only navigate our way out of the corona crisis, but the economic crisis that surely beckons on the other side of corona.
Yes, the Moody's decision was expected. I don't think there were any surprises there. In fact, it's surprising that they waited so long. They've been an outlier on this one for many, many months, if not years now. So that was coming, and I think everything has been factored in already and just waiting for the final announcement to come. So I think the economic thinking, the economic plans will kick in based on the expectation of this happening, based also on the economic interventions to deal with coronavirus. And I think they're very interesting and important issues. The economics of corona, very different to the pandemic interventions, because in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, President Ramaphosa has set up in terms of the law, he's been allowed to set up the command council. And that command council is insulated from ANC politics. So he's been able to surround himself with technocrats to advise him. When it comes to economic policy, he gets back into the mud bath, and he has to wrestle with all his old protagonists in the ANC and the alliance partners in terms of what to do and how to do it. And I think it's going to be much harder to deal with the economic issues compared to how easy he has been able to navigate his way through the epidemiological issues around corona.
Certainly, I've been very surprised with how there's almost been a chorus of acceptance of what he's saying, be it from opposition parties or even his foes within the ANC itself. How does he capitalize on this political position to try and do what's necessary for South Africa to not only weather the corona storm, but also try and navigate through this morass of financial quagmire that we're going to be facing very, very soon?
Well, firstly, let's not exaggerate the consensus. It is true that a lot of people who previously may have been his foes are coming on board, but they're not coming on board completely. If you look at the opposition statements, they're quite barbed. Yes, he's done well, but, and the but is the issue. At the same time, even in his own party, he's got some outliers who are doing very strange things that are undermining his message. So now we've got a mayor who's an expert on vaccines and virology. We've got a member of cabinet dancing around saying, go away, virus, go away. That's mixed messages of the worst kind. So there isn't a clear consensus, but people are constrained by the severity of the crisis to stay within certain parameters. But within those parameters, there's going to be quite a bit of noise, I think, as the politics starts to kick in over the next 20-odd days. How does he navigate his way out of the economic stuff? The model, I think, is based on the team he's got around him in the command council for Corona. He's got to put himself and make himself accessible to serious economic technocrats, I'm afraid. And people need to give him evidence-based advice on what works and what doesn't work. And he's going to have to bite the bullet and do the stuff that is more likely to work than likely to fail. And he's going to have to start now to put some distance between himself and the ANC NEC. And he's going to have to start to say to the outliers and the people who perhaps don't have a clear grasp of economic policy and thinking, that this is what we have to do. And he has to use the power that he now has. He's got a power base outside the ANC. He's an incredibly popular president. Citizens love him. He's got huge cred there, and he's now got to use that, because the ANC, in a sense, needs him more than he needs the ANC. And he's now got to lever that power to push the ANC further than so many people inside its executive structures want to go. So it is an opportunity, but it's not guaranteed to succeed.
As we finish off then, Prof. Sarakinski, what do we make of the call for people who have chosen to use this emergency around the corona and the deployment of government finances to loot and steal? A very big part of that speech earlier on this week on Monday, Ramaphosa saying that there would be a zero tolerance approach for people that that don't toe the line.
Yes, so that was a very, very clear signal and a very, very sharp rebuke to so many of the people he has to work with inside the ANC structures and in government who are allegedly involved in corruption. And he's saying that we've got the system that I'm putting in place under my leadership, this command council, and we're going to roll out a range of initiatives, and these initiatives are going to be spotless and clean, and this is the model for the way forward. So he is trying to draw a line between previous administrations and people that he's inherited and what he can do as a leader himself going forward. So I think that was a very good message and a very good indication of what he intends to do. The real question is, can he do it in terms of ANC politics? Will the quagmire bog him down, or will he be able to use his newfound popularity to just step over the swamp and get going on all these great initiatives?
Well, it's a time that's going to be filled with a host of very, very difficult questions we simply can't answer at this point in time. But Professor Ivor Sarakinski, thanks for trying to draw this into sharp focus and bring some sort of idea of where we're headed. That's, of course, political analyst and senior lecturer at Wits School of Governance, Professor Ivor Sarakinski.